This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wow, folks. Wow. I am so blown away right now. Hillary had LeBron James come speak at one of her rallies. All she got was 700 people that were almost all white, even though they were trying to get black folks to come to it. And it gets even worse than that. As you know, she has a Jay-Z concert. And 10,000 show up. I mean, Trump has 20, 30,000. This shows how rigged it is. But we've got incredible news with the FBI coming out and saying, hey, we're not going to go after Hillary on the new emails. But first, a very powerful John Baum report.
Marina Abramovich, grandmother of the performance art movement and a modern adherent to ceremonial magic found in Aleister Crowley's religion, Thelema, wrote a very personal email to Tony Podesta, according to WikiLeaks. It reads, "Dear Tony, I am so looking forward to the spirit cooking dinner at my place. Do you think you will be able to let me know if your brother is joining?" Tony Podesta, regarded as the most powerful lobbyist in Washington, D.C., is a brother to none other than John Podesta, chairman of the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign and counselor to President Obama. That dinner Abramovich spoke of was nothing less than a Thelemic occult ritual. In spirit cooking, Marina uses pig's blood, which most resembles human blood, as a medium to connect the spirit world with the material world. The ritual takes place in the kitchen, which is considered to be the heart of the home. The goal of the ceremony is to convert matter into energy so spirits can feed on it. Marina derives her inspiration from the popular belief that spirits still need food, even though it is no longer solid but in the form of light, sound, and emotions. This simple revelation may finally pull back the curtain to the masses on the ugly truth. InfoWars and others have been desperately trying to tell the masses for years. The occult is the religion of the elite. Just research the influence of Lucius Trust in the United Nations, or review the 1990 Nebraska U.S. District Court case between Paul A. Baraki versus Lawrence E. King, exposing a powerful pedophile ring linked to political figures, high-level U.S. military commanders, and the intelligence establishment. All of this overseen by Temple of Set founder and retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton live in this dark world. Bill Clinton wrote in his biography that the brief foray into the world of voodoo furthered his fascination with the way different cultures try to make sense of life, nature, and the virtually universal belief that there is a non-physical spirit force at work in the world. Back in September 16, 2016, Fox News posted a letter from hacker Guccifer, claiming the goal of the Guccifer Project failed because he was unable to fully expose the Illuminati, the Council, and their crimes. He writes, "Hillary Rodham Diane Clinton is one of the high priests, a goddess of this occult satanic shadow group. One must see their evil and profoundly corrupt nature to understand what I am talking about." Guccifer continues, "So I apologize in front of the unknown soldiers who struggle to take this fight against these monsters to a glorious end. Many of them are risking their lives while doing this behind the computer screens, from inside or outside the system." And now bombshell revelations are surfacing from Anthony Weiner's recovered laptop, as the New York Police Department is investigating allegations that Bill Clinton performed sexual acts on underage girls as young as 5 years old. In the coming days, right up to the election, Anthony Weiner's laptop will reveal evidence of an international child sex trafficking ring tied to Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton.
She's worked like a demon, as you know, as Secretary of State and as a senator and in the years since.
One thing about Hillary, they were just a good timing guy. But Hillary, she's an animal. Hillary is the one that I promise you, she pulls the strings. She pulled them in Arkansas. She pulled them in the White House when she was there as the First Lady. And my God, if she gets to be president, what you see out here now is going to change. We thought it changed with Obama. That's nothing compared to what's going to happen with Hillary.
If all of this is just a little too much, remember, Benjamin Franklin prophetically said, only a virtuous people
can run their own affairs. We'll be back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Out from the most historic election in U.S. history. The stakes could not be higher. Now, obviously, in the last 2 hours, the FBI director came out, James Comey, and said that she's completely exonerated in all the emails, basically forever. This is when new WikiLeaks emails have come out showing they lied to Congress and the FBI and were, quote, covering up evidence. But see, they diverted the public into the $650,000 on Anthony Weiner's laptop. And Uma Abedin, Hillary's girlfriend. And we had Larry Nichols, the former top Clinton operative, on last Sunday. He's joining us again. He said word for word, Alex, they're setting Trump up. Next Saturday or Sunday, Comey will come out and completely exonerate her. Now, we're going to play that clip for you from last Sunday. But I mean, we have the insiders. I talked to a Pentagon insider. I talked to a former high-level CIA official today, and they all told me the same thing. The military is being told, stand down. Hillary is going to be installed. Now, if you want to know how James Bondy this is, before I get to any of this news, I'm sitting here. We've got a bunch of TV networks, CNN, Fox News, you name it, on. It's LeBron James of the Cleveland Cavaliers with Hillary with close-up shots. I sit down 15 minutes for airtime, and I'm sent a photo by, let's just say, insiders on the Cleveland Police Department to my phone. Doc McCann, please, for TV viewers. I'll describe it for radio listeners. This is the crowd that was there when LeBron James spoke, and I said 700, I was corrected. I went back and read the text message. The crowd is 300. Now, if you actually watched the newscast, even on Fox, they would not show you this. It was LeBron bowing up. It was a rock star party. These are total winners, and meanwhile, the police are sitting there running security, sending me this photo. By the way, this was shit by of high level. Okay? Let's just say that. High level. Now, that's what's going on in this country. Literally a tiny crowd of a couple hundred in front, maybe 100 or so behind her, with close shots to create the illusion that she's really the coolest person to vote for because, you know, she's hanging out with folks in the hood like LeBron James. I mean, this is the ultimate joke. LeBron James was going to cancel, I was told by our police sources. But then Hillary threw a complete fit. And the word is they were basically paying people off the street to come in. Now, they also fell on their face because they tried for a week to recruit in mainly black areas and hardly any black folks showed up. Now, there's massive low black turnout right now being reported for Democrats. And joining us is Roger Stone at the bottom of the hour on that front. So, this is a landslide for Trump, but they are intending to steal it. This is confirmed. This is so historical what we're living through. Now, let me just stop right there. If you think I'm joking about it and you're a radio listener about the crowd of 300 she had, I just showed the photo to TV viewers and then showed you the mainstream media with close-up shots to deceive the public. You can go to our Facebook from last night from the special broadcast we did. One video archived from us live last night for 4 hours. Guess how many views it has? We can pull it up on Alex Jones' Facebook right now. Just go to Alexander Emmerich Jones Facebook, see the video box area. You scroll down. There you go. That's it. 837,000 views because they broke the video in two. There's another one with 300 and a couple. So when I say a million, it's actually a million two. But there it is. One video, 837,000 views. On YouTube, 200,000. On our internal streams, 400-plus thousand people. How many millions is that? 2.5 million or so? We have 2.5 million viewers last night, separate from even my terrestrial radio show. If you go to Hillary's Facebook mentions, because only, quote, celebrities get them. It's not the Facebook Live thing. It's Facebook mentions. So we're celebrities, so we get one. When you go to hers right now, guess how many watch today live with LeBron James through now? Because it counts live and then afterwards. They watch the archive. 5,500 as of 12 minutes ago before I went live. Donald Trump has crowds of 30, 40, 50,000 people, on average 10,000 in small towns. Because he averages between big towns and small towns. Hillary has 300 people. They have to do ultra-close shots. Let me show TV viewers again. We're showing their ultra-close shot of the crowd. Now, back out, sent to us by the Cleveland Police Department. That's the wide shot. And notice they know exactly what to send us. Didn't ask for it, nothing. They know exactly what we'd need. Ladies and gentlemen, this is massive, massive fraud. You go to her site. You go to the video. You can see it. And you got all of her videos combined. It's like something like 6 million views. And they're pumping it. But the main one, LeBron James on stage, that one says 6.5 million. The one with LeBron James has 5,000 as of I checked it. That's, I think, another compilation of videos. The point is that they are pushing this with Facebook and Zuckerberg and everybody totally behind them. And they're in total panic mode. But when Hillary puts out a full hour-long video, 5,000 watch it. Little 20-second snips for people that have no attention span, 6 million. And InfoWars is only one small part of this, but this is the whole media, every TV channel, force-feeding you to go watch this. And what they're giving you is close-up, blown-up shots. It just shows what the WikiLeaks show, how rigged it is, how they're rigging the polls, how they're rigging the numbers, how they're rigging on every single front these issues, and how stupid they think you are. Now, that said, I don't know what's going to happen in 2 days. You can say technically it's just the rest of the day and tomorrow, and then it's election day, but it's a little more than 48 hours until we're in the thick of the election, and we know Beth Harris, who's bipartisan, she's a Democrat. She said Hillary is clearly going to steal it. They're not going to let Trump win, but he is the leader. The fraud is in with this fractionating thing they're doing. Then they've caught him with the programs. Then WikiLeaks comes out today and says they're not going to allow Trump to win. The fix is in. He is a big liberal. Any real liberal just wants to have integrity in our voting system and is admitting massive vote fraud is now happening. Want to go watch your full report? Biggest election fraud in history discovered in the United States. That was from last Monday. Seems like 100 years ago. Time now was moving super quick. Now it's moving like really fast, but also super slow. You know what I mean? It's like we're moving forward really fast, but I look back in time a week ago, seems like 20 years ago. So much is unfolding. So much is happening. And this is such a huge time to be alive. But here's the bottom line. Larry Nichols, we're going to play the clip when we come back, came out. And he said, well, he called me last Friday. And I talked to him Saturday and Sunday and talked to other sources. He talked to Supreme Court Justice and others. And
He said, now, I don't know if the military is going to do something to anybody else, but as it stands, and I don't want to demoralize people, but they're going to give it to her. Trump's winning by a landslide. But Alex, they're stealing it in Philadelphia and Cleveland and Miami, Alex. And Comey will announce on Saturday or Sunday that she's totally exonerated. Watch. Then he came on air and basically said the same thing. And you're just sitting here watching the country stolen in front of you. And with all these poor, sad lottery ticket mentality people that wanted free health care and wanted this and that, and they have no idea it was always a screw job, it was always meant to be a screw job, and then Gruber and the others go on TV and make fun of you, and now, when we come back, even before the Larry Nichols, the Washington Post, all of them are now celebrating, and they said, yes, non-citizens will decide the election, they are voting, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. So they're going to have this big celebration to collapse our borders more, bring in more third world, and just basically, I guess, make Americans slaves. I mean, it's on, folks. It is all being announced, and Obama said it's okay for illegals to vote.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Stories up on Rumsreport.com. It's from the great folks over at Gateway Pundit who did the research. Guess who shouted out reportedly gun and made a run at Trump to make him look like a fool and a coward? Which he wasn't. He stood there very strong until the Secret Service forcefully took him off the stage. He came right back. It's a bird dogger, a Democratic Party blogger operative. We can put it up on screen for TV viewers. So isn't that just special? That story is also, again, posted to Infowars.com. Update, Trump attacker was bird dogger. That's in the WikiLeaks. So, go out and attack people, basically cause a disturbance. Mentioned in WikiLeaks. So there you go. Oh, and there's another report in the Washington Post. The Washington Post finally, I guess, because the word came in, the fix is in for Hillary, they think. They've got to go ahead and act like they're distancing themselves from her because, they got to fight for her to get her in. But then once she's in, they can play the part of opposition and not lose all their readers. Well, too late. You're totally discredited. There's a new big giant graphic image we should tweet out, and it's Hillary. And if you scroll down, Hillary Clinton's lying is the behavior of a sociopath. No, it goes a little bit further than that. In fact, I tweeted an image out today where folks found a photo of her that really crystallizes who she is, where she looks like a demonic clown. And that's what people that are around her closely describe her as, is a very, very scary person. Now, they have created such an upside-down world that if I don't want to pay for Ukrainian, Mexican, Chinese, Venezuelan, you name it, people to come in, have babies for free, get put on welfare. Welfare's not enough to live on, though. Then you go out and get a job and then drive down wages. You're not a bad person. I get why you're coming here. I would, too, if I was you. The point is it's designed not to even rise you up, but to create a permanent underclass. And then they've got the nerve to have all these states trying to pass laws. Some have done it, but not put it on the books. That is, the governors didn't sign in Illinois or California this year to let illegals vote. And now, all over the big Spanish language channels, they have arrogant, entitled people going, if you live here, you're a citizen, and you should be able to vote. Really, can I go to Mexico or Venezuela or Ukraine or Nigeria and just show up and say, I've been here a year, I work here, you've got to let me vote? They would kick your butt. But now, the video's up on Infowars.com. President Obama encourages illegals to vote, says there is no penalty, and if you vote, you're a citizen. He repeats what the pundit says. And in case you think this is some type of mental typo, it's all scripted, because we've seen it literally in hundreds of articles. Here's the Washington Post. Could non-citizens decide the November election? Just like the Bloomberg, the same day, last week, came out and said, illegals are voting nationwide, but Trump is still wrong about it, and it doesn't exist. And it was designed to be mental illness and just totally confuse everyone and go, what? Because, see, they want to get this now so inculcated that when illegals get caught voting, people go, okay, it's their right to. I mean, folks, if I showed up in Mexico, tried to walk in with a U.S. ID card, tried to vote, they would kick my butt. Because they still have common sense of nationalism. But only here, oh, you just got here, oh, here, everything's free, and you can vote. What? This is total checkmate, folks. But again, it's a conspiracy theory. Alex Jones and Donald Trump are totally insane. It's totally racist. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me, there is no law. If you vote, you're a citizen, even if you're not a citizen. This is the throwing it in your face. This is the crapping on you and rubbing it in. This is only going to get worse. This is like Alice in Wonderland Tea Party. It's so crazy. Here is Obama.
Of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true.
Okay.
And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
I can't believe I heard what I heard. The president is even questioning whether the person who is an illegal is voting, outside of reminding people that if you're a citizen, you vote. But it's very clear that the question is being asked was about illegals voting and afraid that they might be reported to border security. You're illegal. You cannot vote. And the president of the United States is saying, don't worry, no one will be spying on you, catching you.
It was an encouragement.
When maybe, whether you're for the president, against the president, whether you're...
Oh, let's stop right there. This is all done on purpose. They're passing laws that illegals can vote that violate federal law. And they can bring in enough people then, give them free stuff, and have checkmate. See, in a republic, it's a representative democracy, but there's checks and balances, so the majority can't enslave the minority. Well, now, because Christians pass laws to try to end racism and things, the left couldn't beat that anymore, the Democrats, so they flipped it, and now just are turning the minorities into gang-related, race-related control groups. Now, most, quote, minorities, or really the majority in most areas, aren't even bad people. But regardless, everyone's basically whipped into accepting this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is total lawlessness. You have to understand that. And I love the reporter. She's, because they are citizens, and, I mean, you know, they're contributing, and she's so angry, she's so entitled. And if you said to her, well, can I go to Mexico, or can I go to the Philippines and vote? Well, you're a misogynistic white pig, so no. But people of color do. The entitlement, the attack on logic. Can we play the clip, just the first few seconds again, to hear just the hissing and the smacking of the lips and the over-the-top arrogance of this young woman. Here it is.
Of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family?
Oh, yeah, because I guess that's right. She's this famous person that isn't a citizen. Again, stop it right there. And they make people victims that's not a citizen. And the big loving media and Goldman Sachs run system, oh, it cares. No, it wants to exploit you. And they're going to bring down Europe and bring down the U.S. and bring down Japan and bring down South Korea, the few places that still have a middle class, and then you have no hope. But you'll be dumbed down and poor, so you will never know. And you'll be walled off forever as the jet copters fly above you, off of their big walled rural compounds, while you live in big Agenda 21 controlled cities. This is the admitted globalist plan where you can't have a car, you can't have air conditioning, but it's liberal, so it's okay. We're going to come back with Roger Stone, but I'm going to play the clip of Larry Nichols. That guy's the real deal, folks. Let me tell you, that guy was in black ops for the CIA all over the world, and that guy was a hitman for the Clintons, okay? He was their handler. And then he wouldn't go along with killing kids. It's like Tony Montana. So they got rid of him. He exposed them. He knows every move because he trained them. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. He called it on the FBI. He dead nailed it 100%. A hole in one. We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important.
What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, we're going to have Roger Stone on with us. He's on NBC News right now. They're talking about the fact that a federal court did say no, Donald Trump and Roger Stone's poll watching program and exit poll program is not voter intimidation. So that's been struck down. There is massive evidence of election fraud pouring in. Larry Nichols has warned of this. Again, explained how they bust the people around to vote. Now we have all these election officials and Democrats admitting they have people voting 10 times apiece. We have the Washington Post saying, of course illegals are voting. They're going to decide the election. I just showed you that article. I have Obama saying, look, illegals, go ahead and vote. You're not going to get in trouble because even if you're an illegal, voting makes you a citizen, which is what the reporter had just said to him. If you just joined us, it was the most astonishing video. This is the level of mind control that we've gotten to in this country. And then they say, why are you racist? Okay, racist, an illegal isn't a race. I mean, sure, they're predominantly from China now. China surpassed Mexico. But it's just people coming in, and then they're just instantly allowed to vote? What the hell? But I can't go to their country. And it's just like, shut up, racist. Meanwhile, Larry Nichols told us this. He said it last Sunday, and he told me in some other interviews we did, he said they're going to come out Saturday or Sunday, they're going to distract away from WikiLeaks and all the bombshells, the fact she was caught lying, the fact that she was caught in there saying we got to cover this up, this is illegal, the paper play. The FBI's got a problem. They've got to prosecute her or there's no justice in this country. They're sending generals to jail as we speak that did one millionth. I mean, that did nothing. Hillary's got her maid printing off her secret documents and doing stuff with them. She's, you know, Sandy Berger sneaking secret documents out in his underwear and not getting in trouble. They're busy selling it to, you know, foreign countries. All that's okay. Because she's a woman, see? Just like it's okay if you're a foreigner, because anybody who's not American is good. As long as you're from somewhere else, have your baby free, vote, you get to be a citizen. Now, we can't go to your country and do that, but it's okay because this is American hospitality. American hospitality is like, you know, give them your wife, your kids, your house, and just blow your brains out. Or Alec Baldwin will call you a racist. Well, I mean, who cares if that joke calls you something? These are traitors, folks. These are elites that are tax exempt, that are creating chaos and creating permanent underclasses, and they're waging war against the American people. And Donald Trump 110% gets it and is saying it. That's why whether he wins or loses, he's won because he's brought forward how the operation really works, how we've been screwed over, and what really has happened. The bigger question is, how do we, the producers, start withdrawing from the system and just having a revolution of noncompliance? Because I'm ready to do it. The police aren't perfect, but they're more in the game than the general public. They're ready to do it. The military's ready to do it. It's truly a saddening time to see all of this unfolding. But Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen, is set to win in a giant landslide. He is ahead 2 to 10 points now in every battleground state, in mainline, cheating polls, ABC, Reuters, Bloomberg, who all sample 9, 12, 16, 20, 30, 50 points. They are sampling in the average CNN poll. Look it up yourself. Click on the methodology of the poll. When you see the poll, click. There'll be 5 pages of crap. Read it. They are sampling in CNN polls on average 30-plus points for Hillary. And Hillary now has a 2-point lead with 30-plus points added. CNN's the worst. I've seen them do on debate nights 46 points more. Did you just hear me? 46% more Democrats than Republicans, and then she's only winning by 68%. That doesn't even make sense. She should almost be zero, except about 25% in that particular poll were independents. So that's how they were saying, you know, that they did, you know, this massively larger number for Democrats because they had such a small sampling rate, what, 24% for Republicans. This is how they're doing it. They're totally rigging it. This country is in total revolution. Hillary has LeBron James come out, NBA superstar, and they had 300 to 400 people. Cleveland PD, I mean high level, estimated the crowd of actual people that came in, not mentioning Secret Service and her operatives, that they numbered at 200. Well, I mean, the text is 300 in her crowd and another maybe 400 in her entourage. But they're estimating 300 people that came in that they had to basically want and check. 300 people, and the word is from the police, they were having to pay them. I mean, I've got it all right here. I'm not going to show you the whole text, obviously, for TV viewers, because it's a group text of different police officers and other folks involved. But let me just show you this without the whole text history. This is the crowd as LeBron James spoke. for TV viewers. Okay, a couple hundred here, people in the bleachers, maybe 700, 300 that came in that weren't part of her operation. Like, let me just read you this without actually showing it, so I don't show you these phone numbers. Let me read this to you. Stuff about communists that want to kill me, blah, blah, blah. There it is. At Hillary's rally, they said they are expecting 2K, apparently 300 here, and that's with LeBron making an appearance. Pathetic. But see what the media say. LeBron is supposed to cancel. Her staff is on the street trying to beg people to come in from a friend. Hope all's well. Now, later, 700 total. Most of them, though, are part of her entourage. They're inviting all the drunks from the Browns game to come in. And then Comey just cleared Hillary again. They are telling all the black Browns fans to come and see LeBron speak, but they're refusing to. The whole crowd is basically white. Blacks in Cleveland hate her. Oh, my God. This is the type of stuff I'm getting. So much of it, I can't even keep track of it. What a country. What a world. What have we become? What have we become? And Larry Nichols, insider, managed the Clintons, ran them for the CIA. Nichols is not supposed to say that. It'll come kill him, but that's what he did as a Green Beret. That's what they have as like handlers for people. And he said last week that the word is, Alex, this is from a Supreme Court justice, that next Saturday or Sunday they're going to declare the whole thing's over and it's meant to just take away from WikiLeaks. And boy, was he dead on. Here's part of that clip as we got a break. Smoking guns that we have right in front of us.
Absolutely. Now, they're trying to back us off of curtailing voter fraud, or at least staying after it. They're trying to stop the media from, they're trying to give the media an excuse to stay away from WikiLeaks. Now, Comey was given an option, apparently. He had explained to him, and the reason I know I believe this is because I did it to people, Alex, when I was with them. Somebody went to him and said, you know, Jim, here's the deal, buddy. If Hillary loses, you're toast. Your name is toast, your career is toast, you're done, and there's a good chance if an investigation ensues, you will be the one going to jail. Now, the best thing for you to do is to help us. He had no choice. So he participates in bringing out this
diversion.
These emails, this diversion.
Now, let me stop you. 6 months ago, when the Loretta Lynch thing happened, you've been saying for a year, there will be no indictment, there will be no indictment. Bill Clinton gave her a letter, a list of FBI people and prosecutors they got dirt on, and boy, you were proven right. So you're saying again, you know, what transpired?
Yeah. Now, the plan is, and you'll notice that even when they did this, the miraculous change took place. Number one, Mr. Good Guy, James Comey, who's everybody says is Mr. Impeccable, the first thing he does is he breaks the 60-day rule. 60-day rule means going back to...
All right, we're going to come back with more of this than Roger Stone straight ahead. But somewhere in this hour-long interview, he says, it'll be Saturday or it'll be Sunday. It'll be totally exonerated. And again, well, I'll tell you more when we come back.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, we were sitting around talking about brainwashing earlier because that's how you can basically decipher what's happening to the public that actually buys into Hillary's bull. And we were making the joke that everybody thinks that anybody that's a good public speaker must know neuro-linguistic programming. Something I've never studied. And then these idiots online say, Alex Jones is involved in neuro-linguistic programming. Do you know who's involved in neuro-linguistic programming? Because I went and looked into it 10 years ago, and I kept hearing that I was using it. I need a little newsflash. Someone yelling, someone saying, wake up, someone changing the pitch of their voice up and down. What's funny about it is I'm the opposite of neuro-linguistic programming. I'm trying to get you to get out of your thought pattern that you've been set in and to think for yourself. I'm here to raise your brainwaves. National Public Radio, though, admittedly, does train their top people in hypnotism, and that's what they're doing. When you hear someone talking like this, that's one of the most basic forms
You ever heard those classical music stations where it almost sounds like the host is falling asleep and finishing their last word?
That is the basic form of it, and yes, it's going on. I don't sit here and craft what I'm doing. I just go with the facts, and I'm here jumping around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to wake you up. But they were just showing me, and there were people were saying I'm a neuro-linguistic programming master. In fact, I saw a bunch of mainstream news articles actually saying that last week, like, he's such a skilled speaker the way he manipulates people. He says he doesn't use a teleprompter, but that's like this famous jazz guy saying he doesn't use music. He's the most manipulative person we've ever heard. It's just, we don't even know how he does it. He's so dangerous. I mean, you know, I'm dangerous. I got the Washington Post. I got Bloomberg. I've got the L.A. Times. I've got the Chicago Tribune all saying illegals are voting nationwide. It's very reasonable. And I have Fox News local from L.A. And I have all these other channels with the president going, it's okay for illegals to vote. And as long as you get here, you have a right to vote. And the people go, it's riveting. What, to not lie to people? To go, look, they claim illegals aren't voting in this clip. Then the very same person saying it's preposterous is saying illegals can vote. What's riveting is I have an attention span and a memory. And it's not even that good. I'm completely freaked out at this point. The fact that even the globalist top national writers who go to Gruber conferences to try to learn how to lie to people and deceive the crowd, why don't you learn how to tell the truth for once? You might get ahead in life. Because let me tell you, when a society hits this level of corruption, let me give you a big secret of evil, since you seem to want to know about it. The knowledge of evil, by the way, doesn't mean one is engaged in it. At the beginning of a very sovereign, good, honorable system, being evil is very dangerous because people will kill you. Or they'll ostracize you. They'll shun you. But in the mid-levels of corruption, when everybody starts to do it, there's still a lot of folks to feed on and a lot of dumb people, and you can really get far ahead, and there's lots of slots in being a piece of crap. And if you just want to have temporal power and more accumulation of crap, and dominate dumb people, boy, that really makes you feel good. How about enlightening them with Promethean fire? Or die trying. You can get ahead. But in the final cycle, when the pendulum's swinging into Hades, being a traitor is the plague. All the slots are filled. You're cheaper than dirt. No one wants you. You're going to be used as kindling. But now people go to college, they admit this, to learn how to lie and learn how to rip people off and learn how to work in the system. By the time, you know when they say, and it's kind of an allegory, it's a story he told. It's not really true, but it's a famous story that they tell about Joe Kennedy Sr. Big stock market guy, but he's really just a money launderer and booze runner, big deal, whatever. And he said, oh, I sold out a month before the great crash of 29 because the shoeshine boy would tell me what stocks to buy. But there's something true to that. When you've got major colleges teaching how to rip the system off, teaching how to get all the free welfare payments, teaching how to be a little politico, you got in at the wrong time being a scumbag. See, now's the time, if you were just a sociopath, to be on the side of reform because that's what's coming. But you don't know that because you're too knuckle-dragging and you like to be evil. Now, we did just get Roger Stone. We'll be with us 20 minutes the next hour. He's got a bunch of big news. Federal court just came out and said no. He and Donald Trump are not voter intimidating, doing classical exit polling. And poll watching is what Trump's doing. But first, Larry Nichols, halfway to this clip, he nailed it. He said literally several times, by next Saturday or Sunday, they will fully exonerate Hillary. This is the scam he was told by a Supreme Court justice. Here's more of the clip.
Yeah. Yeah. The plan is, and you'll notice that even when they did this, the miraculous change took place. Number one, Mr. Good Guy, James Comey, who's everybody says is Mr. Impeccable, the first thing he does is he breaks the 60-day rule. 60-day rule means going back to Iran-Contra, you know, arms for hostages. After that election with Carter, the media and everybody in the ethics committee said no longer can you bring something out 60 days before an election.
And he also leaked it. He didn't just tell Congress 2 weeks before.
No, he got it out. So he breaks that rule. And then here comes Hillary saying, get it all out. Get it all out. Now, here's what they've got going for them. They've got the Republicans saying get it all out. They've got Trump saying get it all out. And, of course, you've got Hillary saying get it all out, with the intended purpose being the emails that Comey is going to release. Those emails have already been purged, Alex, and there's nothing in it to incriminate Hillary or Obama.
Meanwhile, no one looks at the new WikiLeaks coming out daily or the total coup de grace that came out last week with Obama and Hillary saying we got to clean this up and cover it up.
And the campaign already has the press releases ready to go. And as far as I know, some of the mainstream media already have the papers already ready. The front page is ready to print saying that Hillary was innocent all along. This whole email thing was a Republican fraud set out to confuse the American people. It was never real. She walks away with the election. That's the plan. Now, the problem they're having, Alex, internally, the FBI guys have gained forces, and
let's go back now.
Surprises for Comey.
Roger Stone's with us, 20-something minutes in the next hour, former head of the Trump campaign of my intel. He'll correct me if I'm wrong. Massive black turnout, record for Trump, massive low turnout for Hillary. LeBron James has a rally for 300 people show up that were actual citizens. I have that from high-level police department in Cleveland, showed the photos earlier. They have close-in shots. He's ahead in most battleground states. There is massive election fraud happening, though. And I've talked to high-level sources. They're threatening the military and everybody. You better stand down and shut up when we install Hillary. So a depressing moment on that front. But I tell you, it isn't over to the fat lady sings. We're going to challenge any evidence of fraud. So we got a lot to cover coming up here in the next hour. Roger Stone, where do you want to start?
Oh, well, Alex, I'm delighted to be with you. It's nice to get off the telephone because I've been in an endless round of conference calls with lawyers. And I don't particularly like lawyers anyway. But the breaking news is that the ruling against Donald Trump, Roger Stone, the Republican National Committee, the Trump campaign, in StopTheSteal.org was overturned by the appeals court in Ohio late this afternoon. There is no evidence of any plan on our part to threaten or intimidate voters in any way. This follows on the heels of our victory in the Arizona federal court yesterday. Tomorrow, we will have the adjudication of this lawsuit in Nevada, most likely Pennsylvania, Michigan, and North Carolina. I now believe that we will prevail everywhere because the facts are on our side. We merely seek to conduct a scientifically neutral exit poll.
Which follows State Department rules, which you've always done, of course, and that's on record. And I've seen the training you guys are engaged in. It is impeccably done, better than what mainstream media does. The Democrats are running around electioneering inside the polling booths. We've caught video of it ourselves. It's pouring in. Evidence of fraud's pouring in. I mean, clearly, do you agree with me? Donald Trump is in the lead right now. A, and then B, are they trying to steal it?
I definitely think the momentum is with him. All of the swing states now, he's moved into at least a toss-up category where he was slightly behind. Remember, it's all directional. It's not what the poll shows in terms of the actual number. It's who has the momentum and who is gaining and who has gained.
And 2 days out, he's got momentum in a dead heat, is what you're saying.
Exactly. I don't know what to make of this most recent
FBI, stay there.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.